from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock hour, WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin here, Andy Hart there. I don't know where you are, but you're tuned in right now. As we get to the Patriots schedule, that begins on Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS, Cincinnati Bengals, who may or may not be without their two top wideouts. No one's been ruled out yet for the Bengals yet, but Ja'Marr Chase is questionable. T. Higgins is doubtful for the Patriots. City So is the only one who's been ruled out. I thought it was breaking newsworthy. Others have not. I'm getting a lot of heat on the text line for that. And to that, I just say, just shut up, text line. It's the very first injury report of the season. I found that breaking newsworthy, and I don't understand how you don't, honestly.
Andy Hart,
it definitely
right
was.
Again.
It was. Thank you very much.
No, it definitely was. Back there.
Oh, right.
Listen,
the
beer and the boob need to zip it.
The text line agrees with you. That's how you know you're right. That's not a good barometer, I don't think, Andy Hart.
I know I'm right because I know I'm right.
Right about
City
what?
City So is not breaking news.
Of course it is.
No,
it's breaking news.
No.
Why not?
It's not.
How is it not?
Because half
he's not
Patriots
playing in the
fans
game.
Probably don't know who he is. Second of all, he was out all week, so we knew he wasn't going to play.
I didn't know that for sure. I had a feeling he probably wouldn't, but I didn't know that for sure.
So it was breaking news that you had a feeling was going to happen. So.
And if you don't like it, suck it, all right? I mean, this is my show. I'm sitting here.
There he goes again. My show.
My
show.
Yeah, you know. If you were in here, you could challenge that.
Need to tell you.
You could have challenged it somehow. But you're back home in your weird little spare bedroom where you shoot your OnlyFans videos.
I don't think that's okay. I do have a toy I need to show you.
Oh, yeah? Maybe let's save this for a commercial
Keep
break.
That off the air.
what are we talking about?
No, I do need to praise you. I like the open to our show, mm-hmm. our show. See, I'm a team player.
Right.
I don't say me, my, I, our, we. And I believe you deserve credit for that.
For the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that song, I wanted that song for the previous afternoon show that I was working on, and I got outvoted. So in this scenario, I put out like 3 or 4 songs. I had that. I had a Run the Jewels song. I had a couple other ones. And that was the one you liked the most. So
yep.
it was one we both agreed on.
So I picked it for my show, and it worked.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right, let's get to it right now. It is time to go down the Patriots schedule for the upcoming season, which starts on Sunday. And let's see which one of these games, if any of these games, are games that we actually believe that they can win. Why don't you get us started here? Tom Carroll, back behind the glass. He was exiled. Out of the seat you usually sit in, Andy. That just wasn't going to work for anyone after a very funny first segment where the Twitch chat really shined.
I got flamed.
Yeah, kind of. All right, what do we got here, TC?
All right, week one. We've been talking about it. Patriots at Bengals, Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS. I got this as a loss. Guys, what about you?
Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a loss. How about no chance?
I think they're going to lose this game by multiple scores. I think there are going to be some things about the game that you look at and maybe take away from and think, okay, the defense looked okay. whether or not these wide receivers are playing. If they are playing, they're banged up a little bit, so they may not be at full strength, which I think will be an advantage. I'm not sure exactly what to expect from Joe Burrow coming back from an injury. I still remember him on the sideline, unable to hold the football, so we'll see what he looks like. But in general, I think the Patriots are just so new, so green, it's going to be a smack in the face. They're going to lose by a couple of scores, and they're going to start off 0-1.
Week 2, Patriots host the Seahawks Sunday at 1 o'clock. That game's on Fox. I got this as a win for the Patriots, but it's a win where I put kind of a little X next to it because I'm not positive they're going to win, but they got to win some games this year, right? They're not going to go winless.
Not according to Hart.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to winless, Hart. So
happens.
I think this could be a win. So I'm doing this as like a maybe.
This is definitely one of the best opportunities for them to avoid an 0-17 season. And we're already going to be on Drake May watch, probably. The home crowd is probably at some point going to chant for Drake May, it would be my guess. And that would be because the Seahawks will win that football game.
Yeah, I think the Seahawks take this one as well. They're not considered a very strong defense, but I think they're a little bit underrated. I like the kid they drafted out of Texas, Byron Murphy. I think that he could be a difference maker if he's out there. And I just like their wide receivers. You know, Geno Smith is what he is. But when you got Smith and Jigbo, when you got Tyler Lockett, and when you got DK Metcalf out there, that's just firepower that the Patriots can't match. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm going to be saying this a lot all throughout the schedule, but I'm thinking 0-2.
Week 3, Patriots at Jets, the lone Thursday nighter for the Patriots this season, 8:15 on Prime Video. I got that as a loss.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers plays, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets curb stomp the New England Patriots in that one.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling about this start to the year for the Patriots. I think that they go 0-4 to start. I'll just tell you that right now. The Jets game, and listen, every year there's always some weird stuff that happens in division games, and I think that'll maybe be something that goes on later on in the season. But early on, as the Patriots are still trying to find their footing, and the Jets, you know, are going to want to make a big, big statement here early on in the season with Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, I consider this one a loss as well. I don't know if it's going to be a curb stomping because I think the Jets do have some things that aren't 100% in line, this whole Hassan Reddick situation, and you know, it doesn't seem like maybe the coach and the quarterback and everybody are all pulling in the same direction necessarily, but they're talented enough to beat the Patriots.
Speaking of curb stomping, week 4, Patriots at 49ers, Sunday at 4:05, also on Fox. That's going to be a loss, and I think that one's going to be ugly.
That's going to be ugly. You will definitely see Drake May late. You will lose that game by 4 scores, maybe?
Yeah, this might be the I agree with that. I think this could be the first game you see Drake May in. If the Niners defense comes to play, which I have to imagine they will, the only way the Patriots, I think, have a chance in this game is if the Niners completely overlook them. If they're just like, we don't even need to worry about this team. We don't have to practice in pads this week. We can just go out there in sweatpants and, you know, just run some routes and do whatever, and we'll beat these guys. Then the Patriots have a snowball's chance in hell, maybe. But even then, probably not. The Niners are just so talented. They're so much better. And if they're healthy, it's going to be a big loss. It's going to be a huge line in this game. I bet you this line's going to be like 14.5.
Andy, you said that this Week 5 game is where we're probably going to see Drake May make his season start debut. Patriots host the Dolphins Sunday at 1 o'clock on Fox. I think that's going to be a loss, but it may be an entertaining loss.
Unfortunately, Drake May will lose his first NFL start at Gillette Stadium. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, too talented. Tua's had good success against the Patriots in his career in Miami. Early in the season is when Miami usually is kind of rolling under Mike McDaniel. So, yeah, I get no reason to pick the Patriots.
I also think they start off 0-5. I don't think that they have much of a chance against the Dolphins. Even when Brady was here in Belichick, it seemed like the Dolphins really had their number. Even in the Mac Jones years, going back a couple of seasons there, it's just been a house of horrors. And that was whether it was Mike McDaniel, whether it was Brian Flores, whether it was Tua, whether it was Fitzpatrick, whether Ashan or Mostert were the running backs, or Duke Johnson, I remember, ran all over him one January a couple years ago. Like, this is a very bad matchup for your New England Patriots, and I think they're going to struggle with the Dolphins in both games they play.
Week 6, another game where the Patriots are probably going to struggle. They're hosting the Texans. That's another Sunday at 1 o'clock game, this one on CBS. I got that as a loss. I think the Texans are going to be awesome. Not going to be good.
Yeah, I got the Texans winning that game. Although, I don't totally discount the possibility.
You're down on Houston, right?
I'm a little down on Houston.
Sophomore slump?
Yes. I have some questions about them. They have to prove some things to me, but I think they're the more talented football team with the better young quarterback, so give me the Texans to win.
We're not assuming injuries here. I mean, I think that we can maybe later on in the season. I'm not assuming that C.J. Stroud's going to be out. If he is, I think the Patriots have a chance against Davis Mills. But this is a Houston team that loaded up in the offseason, that got much better on offense, already has a strong defense, already has a strong base, and is just more talented than you. It's another one of those situations. I think this is going to be another home loss for the Patriots, and they start 0-6.
We got an early game here, week 7. The Patriots and the Jaguars in London, de facto away game for the Patriots, right? Jaguars are basically the home team of London.
Wembley Stadium.
Sunday at 9:30 a.m. That's 2 p.m. local for our London listeners on NFL Network. I got that as a loss because the Jaguars got the home field advantage.
Yeah, I think the Jaguars could actually overachieve in the eyes of some this year. I have them winning that division. I think Trevor Lawrence bouncing back. I think they added a very good wide receiver in the, I'm drawing a blank on him, the kid out of LSU, the other LSU.
Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas. Yep. I think he's going to inject life into that offense. ETN, like they're a good football team in my mind, and the Patriots are not. And Wembley Stadium is a beautiful place. Been there, loved it.
Oh, really?
Sick brag.
Brag.
I'm big across the pond.
I think this is the Patriots' first win. I think that they win this game. I think they go out to London. I think they catch Trevor Lawrence on a bad game. I think the Jaguars overlook them a little bit, and that this is going to be one of those games where it's probably going to be pretty ugly on both sides. I'm not expecting a high-scoring game here, but I'm not a big believer in Trevor Lawrence. I think that last season he sort of showed that even when he's got capable wide receivers, and I like Christian Kirk a lot. Ridley was on the team last year. He was a good number two, and Etienne's a good running back, sure, but I just think that generally he's not someone that I'm going to put a lot of stock in this year. I think the Jaguars struggled this season, and I think that this will be one of those oh my god come to Jesus moments when they lose to the Patriots in London.
Week 8, Patriots host the Jets Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game on CBS. I got this as my second Patriot win of the season, not because I think the Patriots are, you know, any great shakes against the Jets as a team. I just think that there's always a weird game in the AFC East every year over the last 4 or 5 years, and this is going to be the one. I think the Patriots get their second win here, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers could be hurt by this point in the season, right? He's older.
Absolutely.
We don't know how he's going to bounce back.
He could be hurt by the fifth series of the season, if last year's any indication.
Yeah, so give me a W here. This is going to be my second Patriot win of the season.
Well, Tom Carroll, if there is a weird game in the AFC East this year, it definitely will have to involve the Patriots winning, because I think the other three teams are good, and
exactly,
if they're beating each other. I don't know that there will be a weird game. I'm not predicting a weird game. I am saying it would be weird for the far more talented Aaron Rodgers-led Jets to lose. They will not lose. They will maybe use their other foot to curb stomp the Patriots this time.
You've got him 0-8 at the moment.
0-8, yep. He's got him at 0-8. I have this team at 1-6. I think they lose to the Jets both games. We'll get into the later in the season when they have these two Buffalo games. Things might improve a little bit, but I don't think that they're going to have much luck here against the Jets or the Dolphins. I think that they're going to really struggle against both of those teams.
Week 9, Patriots are in Nashville to take on the Titans. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game on CBS. I also put this one as a win because, again, I just don't think an NFL team is going to go winless this season. I think that just too many weird things happen, and I don't really believe in Will Levis just yet. This feels like one of the more winnable games on their schedule. So give me the Patriots, my third win for the 2024 season here in Nashville.
Little known fact, I never actually picked the Patriots to go 0-17 on the Six Rings pod. I picked them to go 2-15. I just believe 0-17 is in play. But if I say they're going 2-15, they need to win two games. Tom Carroll's right. This is one of the more winnable games on the roster. They make a little music in Nashville, and they get their first win of the season.
I think the Titans are a beatable team, to be sure. But I love what they did this offseason. I love that they signed Tony Pollard to replace Derrick Henry. I love that they brought in Ridley to supplement DeAndre Hopkins. I think they brought in the kid from the Bengals, too, the little guy. What the hell is his name? Boyd, right? Tyler Boyd. He's a Tennessee Titan now. So, like, I'd be a hypocrite if I said that I thought the Patriots were going to be better than this team. They did a lot of things this offseason that I would have liked the Patriots to go out and do, and the Titans seemed to beat them at every turn. Now, Will Levis is someone I don't necessarily believe in. I think that he's a guy who has a big arm and not really a whole lot of great game sense. But I also think the Patriots are going to be in the similar situation, no matter who their quarterback is, going into this game. So I'll take the Titans in a close one.
Week 10, Patriots at Bears, hosting the number one pick, Caleb Williams. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game. That one on Fox. I got this one as a loss. I'm kind of a believer in the Bears. I think they're going to be good this year. I don't know that they're going to compete for a Super Bowl, but I think Caleb's going to be good right away. I like that offense. I like everything they did this offseason. Give me the Bears winning in Week 10 in Gillette.
I found it very interesting that Bill Belichick was kind of poo-pooing and pooping all over Caleb Williams.
Down on Williams, yes.
Inside, and I enjoyed that. I just think the Bears have a pretty talented team. I don't know where Caleb Williams is going to be at this point in the season. If he wasn't ready, and all these people are telling me, you know, you're not supposed to play guys that aren't ready, maybe it's a disaster by then. I just think there's too much talent around him and too much talent in him. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I like the Bears here, too. I love what they did in the offseason. I like Williams probably more than May. I don't love him. I think that as a rookie quarterback, he'll probably be on the high side. And, yeah, they surrounded him with a real offense. He has actual guys to throw to. They did what you're supposed to do with a rookie quarterback, so give me the Bears.
Week 11, Patriots host the Rams. That's a Sunday at 1 o'clock game on Fox. Give me the Rams. I just believe Sean McVay is going to be able to take care of the rookie quarterback, because at this point, I think Drake May will be playing. So Patriots lose to the Rams.
First of all, if Drake May is not playing at this point, I'm going to be furious. And yes, the Rams are going to win. Sean McVay, I think they're going to have a bounce back year in L.A. Cooper Kupp, healthy. Stafford still slinging it. I think they will take it to the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with basically what both of you guys said. I think this is going to be around the time where you see Drake May get his first start. I don't think it's going to be this game. I think it'll be the next one. But, yeah, it's looking to me like the Rams are going to be better than you, and I think that's an L.A. win.
So Arcand has Drake May making his first start. Week 12, Patriots in Miami, a historically difficult game for the Patriots, that later in the year Miami game. That's a Sunday 1 o'clocker on CBS. I got this as a loss, just the Pats rarely win that game. So you got Drake May making his debut there.
I think there's virtually no chance that he starts on the road and starts on the road in Miami. And regardless of whether he's starting, Brissett's starting, they're going to lose this, so done.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think this is about the time where he's going to start. I said around Thanksgiving, this is their closest to Thanksgiving game. I sort of agree with you, Andy. I don't think that's like the plan is to start him on the road, but I think it's just going to come to that either by injury or just Brissett can't answer the bell. But, yeah, it's the Dolphins in Miami late in the season. They always, even when Cleo Lemon was the quarterback, they lost this game. So, yeah, another loss.
Week 13, Patriots host the Colts. That's Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS. And I got this as a loss. I think the Colts are actually going to be pretty good. I really like Anthony Richardson. I think they had a good offseason. Give me the Colts week 13 at Gillette.
Who knows with Anthony Richardson? I'm not in Shime's world if he's going to be the MVP of the league. I think he's going to get hurt. He seems to get hurt a lot with the way he plays. If he gets hurt, you'll have a shot. But I still think the Colts are a better team, so I'll take the Colts.
Yeah, the backup situation in Indy is Richardson with Joe Flacco behind them. Joe Flacco, last year's comeback player of the year. I'll just keep it simple. I'll take the Colts here as well. I don't really believe in them. I don't think that they're a great team, but I don't believe in the Patriots either, so I'm leaning Colts.
So heading into the Week 14 bye here, you guys each have them at one win. I have them at three wins. Week 15, Patriots at Cardinals. That's a Sunday at 4:25 game on CBS. I got that as a loss. I think the Cardinals are going to be pretty good. I really like Marvin Harrison Jr., Kyler Murray coming back fully healthy, full offseason. Cardinals are going to win this one.
Patriots get their second win of the season, second road win against the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League, the most overpaid quarterback. Marvin Harrison's good, but he's not going to change the quarterback. He's not going to change the tenor of that team just yet. Patriots get a road win.
I have the Patriots winning this game as well. I think this is a game where Drake May hits his stride and goes out there and lights it up a little bit. An Arizona defense I don't really believe in. I do like Marvin Harrison, but I also don't like Kyler Murray. Patriots pick up their second win against Arizona.
Week 16, Patriots at Bills, Sunday at 1 o'clock on CBS.
Nope.
I got that as a loss. I don't think we really even need to break it down that much.
I get a big L. Big L for that one.
I have a loss here, too, in Buffalo. I think that it's going to be sort of an ugly matchup there. It'll be the Bills' first crack at the Patriots. I think they're going to have a tough season, but this will be one of those get-right games that keeps them in playoff contention.
Week 17, Patriots are hosting the Chargers. That time for that game's TBD, as is the channel. So I think they're trying to see how good the Chargers are, deciding on where to put them. I got that as a loss. Last season, the Chargers at Patriots was maybe the worst football game I've ever watched.
Ever.
So hopefully it's more entertaining this year with Herbert being healthier and Harbaugh being in the mix, but just give me a better game. I don't even care that the Patriots lose this one. Just make it entertaining, please.
This could be a bit of a slug it out kind of game. I don't think either team's going to be great offensively. They obviously have the better quarterback, but Harbaugh, his style, I like what he's doing with the big red-headed number 99 fullback in that offense. And that's a great way to replace all your star power. Just put a big old beast out
big
there and make people forget. Patriots do really well against Justin Herbert historically. Now Bill Belichick's gone. I don't know. Give me the Chargers in a close one.
Yeah, I like the Chargers in a close one here as well. I don't like that they stripped away all their offensive firepower, but they still have some good players on defense. They're still going to make whoever's quarterback for the Patriots. I think it'll be May, and I think he'll hang in there, but I do give the edge here to the Chargers.
Week 18, this might be a steal a game here by the Patriots with the Bills coming to Gillette, probably already having wrapped up whatever playoff position they are fighting for. That one, again, the time and channel, both TBD. I got this as a Patriots loss because who the hell knows with this Patriot team, even if they are handed a game, I still don't think that they can beat the Bills. But I could see this as a spot where you guys hop in and get another Patriot win. What do you say?
I will not be hopping anywhere. I'll be hopping on the Bills bandwagon here. And I actually disagree with you in that I think the Dolphins and Jets are good enough that the AFC East may come down to the wire this year and the Bills might want to be in it. So you may lose that possibility of stealing one. So give me Josh Allen and the Bills.
I'm going to take the Patriots here to win one of these games.
Homer.
I think that they will win one of these Buffalo games. The Stratomatic also backed me up here on this one. They had Jacoby Brissett winning one of these games. I forget if it was this one or the one on the 22nd in Buffalo, but I think that at this point in the season, whatever's going on with Buffalo is going to be decided already. They're either already going to be in the playoffs or they're already going to be outside of the playoffs. They're not going to take the game super seriously, and I think the Patriots steal it. So there you go. There's my three wins, Buffalo, Arizona, and Jacksonville. I have them going 3-14.
I have them going 3-14 as well. You got Seattle, New York, and Tennessee.
And what are
I
your
got
two
three
wins?
And 14.
Are you good? We all got all 3-14.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I got 2-15, and I have at Tennessee, at Arizona as the two victories.
All right, there you go. We just went through the
entire schedule.
Let's go. The season's here. Get pumped. Let's go.
Bit of a grim situation, but hey, we're just being honest with you. We're calling it like we see it. Hopefully we're all wrong. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we're going to take a good long look at the Cincinnati Bengals. That's coming.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next. We're back here at WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart, nice to have you with us here today. We just went through the entire schedule. We all have this team going 3-14. No one took the over.
No, I got
two. Sorry, 2-15. No one took the over 4.5. Which means the bar is very low, very low bar to clear around these parts for your New England Patriots. And let me just say this: no one expects it, but a win on Sunday, I feel like would be. I don't even know what to describe it as. A win on Sunday would be like. Would be like a miracle almost, you know, like that would be the type of thing where you look at it, you go, oh my God, we were all so wrong. Like this team actually, or maybe it's, you know, more the commentary on the Bengals and the Patriots, but oh my God, these guys aren't as terrible as we thought. Oh my God, the Bengals maybe aren't as good as we thought. Maybe we got this season all wrong, and we can have a little bit more hope going into week two against Seattle, which by the way, is considered by many to be a winnable game as well. Much more winnable than this Bengals game. So a win here against the Bengals, and none of us are expecting that, but a win here against the Bengals, what would that mean, Andy?
That would mean good things for Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt, and just to get that out of the way right away, I think is huge. Even if you go, you know, 1-9 after that, just to get it out of the way so you don't have that goose egg, you don't have that weird winless building pressure, kind of the opposite of the 2007 team that looked back and said, yeah, maybe a loss would have helped us along the way. We would have won the Super Bowl. There was a lot of pressure that built up. This is going to be a different and more significant pressure if it's 0-4, 0-5, 0-6, and it just, you know, snowballs for the negative. Are you calling? Maybe we can get like AI Al Michaels to call the do the post game show or something and let us know about miracles and stuff if they can pull it off.
They are AI Al Michaels is like a real thing this year, right?
Nope. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not just being sarcastic. Like that's an actual thing that they're going to be having. I don't know if they're going to have them do signature calls like that. I feel like that's a little, not that there's any good way to do it. That's a little cheap. But hey. You know, if it's not, AI's coming for all of us, right? It's coming one at a time. It's going to pick us all off, so we might as well get ready for it and plan accordingly. Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Then we'll take a look at these Cincinnati Bengals. But first, Paul's in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I am going 7-8 wins.
What?
And I think Jacoby's
78 wins?
7-8 wins.
7-8 wins. Okay, yes.
Yes. Am I disturbing you?
Well,
Listen, I can polish a bottle of nice red breast Irish whiskey. No problem.
I bet you can.
Yeah.
That I believe.
I drank with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jacoby is going to do well with all the black bros. He's going to beat them all. I think that he's in for a favor.
What do you say?
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. All the what?
Yeah, I think we move on.
All right, anyway. I don't know what he meant there. All right, fine.
That was a Paul call that went sideways in a hurry.
I honestly didn't understand what he said, so I'm assuming it was maybe something we shouldn't play. I think he probably dumped it. That's fine. I honestly didn't understand it, so whatever it was. Apologies if it was something bad.
Started off out of whack when he said 7 or 8 wins and went downhill from there.
Probably should have just hung up right then. All right, let's get to our Bengals scouting report as the Patriots looking to try and do something here in their first game. First game for the head coach, first game for the offensive coordinator. Probably not going to see much of Drake May in this one, I wouldn't think. But let's go ahead and start with the last season recap for the Bengals. It was not a good season for the Bengals. They ended up going 9-8. Joe Burrow, before he got hurt, actually had a worse record than Jake Browning. A lot of people don't remember it this way, but Burrow started off 5-5. He was banged up, but he did play. And then when Browning came in, he went 4-3. This team, this Bengals team, really gagged hard in the beginning of the year. They did not have a good start to the year. I think that's the few people who are taking the Patriots to win this game are sort of pointing to that last season and other seasons prior. Bengals, not strong starters. They lost to Cleveland. They lost to Baltimore. They started the year 3-4. They beat the Rams and then lost to the Titans and then won 4 in a row after that. That was followed by a 3-game losing streak, and on that third game is when Browning made his first start. So this was towards the end of Burrow's season. He tapped out in Week 11, and then in Week 12, it was Browning playing against Pittsburgh. They lost that game. Browning then rattled off 3 straight wins against Jacksonville, the Colts, and the Vikings. They lost 2 games towards the end of Pittsburgh and Kansas City, beat Cleveland, but it didn't matter at the end there. They were already eliminated in a very competitive division, by the way, and knocked out. The season last year, do you think that's demonstrative or indicative of what we may see this season from your Bengals?
Well, the thing that is a common thread is the weirdness to the start of the season. If you recall, a year ago, Burrow had the calf.
Right.
To the point where Ja'Marr Chase was talking up in August, I don't want Joe to play. I think Joe should sit out till we go on PUP or whatever, sit out till Week 5. We'll be fine. We'll figure it out. I'd rather have him healthy in October. And he tried to gut it out, play through it. They weren't good. They underachieved. So this is something that they've dealt with multiple years now. This idea that is Joe Burrow healthy, the weirdness of the receivers, T. Higgins, unhappiness. I don't know if they can pull it together to start better. And as you mentioned, they have a tough division. This is your last place game, one of your two last place games the Patriots earned with their last place finish in the AFC East, although they're a winning last place team.
They are.
This game is the question bowl for both teams. I think this game must have as many questions as any game to start the season because there's bad teams like the Patriots with questions, Carolina, whatever. This is supposed to be a good team in Cincy, but they feel like they have way more questions than most good teams with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, who's going to play receiver. Can Burrow actually throw the ball? And I know he's been throwing all summer, but can he throw the ball 40 times on an NFL field? What happens if he gets hit in his throwing wrist and hand? Or like, are there concerns that this is a massively concerning game, I think, if you're the Bengals and you're a fan. If you're a real Bengals fan, I think you're kind of holding your breath going into this game because they're looking at it. We can't lose to the Patriots. If we lose to the Patriots, you said, what happens if the Patriots beat the Bengals? If you're in Cincy, how are you feeling if you lose to the Patriots on opening day?
I imagine not very good. I mean, you probably feel good that the Ravens lost their first game, so at the very least, you have a chance to be in first place to start the year there. Pittsburgh and Cleveland, I think, are expected to not be as good as Cincinnati is this year. But yeah, a Week 1 loss to the Patriots would be devastating for them, no question about it. Let's take a look at their offseason, some additions and subtractions. They traded their running back, Joe Mixon. They brought in Zach Moss. They also signed Sheldon Rankins. He's a defensive tackle, I think, mostly brought in to replace DJ Reader, who ended up going somewhere. I forget. Trent Brown now on that offensive line at right tackle. And they also drafted a tackle, Amarius Mims. They drafted defensive tackle Chris Jenkins. Both of those guys are going to be out. They also drafted wide receiver Jermaine Burton, who we may see a lot of since Chase is banged up and T. Higgins is doubtful. What do you think about the Bengals offseason?
I don't think it's great for them. I'm not sure. I know some people like Zach Moss. People are talking up Chase Brown, the backup running back. Joe Mixon was a integral part of that offense for a really long time as both a runner and a pass catcher.
Yep.
And that's a change. And then they're a team that's built around their receivers. Obviously, the duo of high-paid receivers, well, one might not be out there, both might not be out there. So I don't love their offseason. The offensive line is Orlando Brown, and I think they probably want Mims to take over the job at some point from Trent Brown. But those are changes, and we know Trent Brown up close and personal. What are you going to get from him? Is he, you know, a bungle-type player for them now that he arrives there?
Is he a bunghole?
Bungle.
Oh,
you know, the bungles, the Bengals, the bungles.
I thought you turned into Beavis there for a second.
Well, no, I mean, bunghole is a
Cincinnati
thing.
Cincinnati bunghole.
Barrel, yeah, could be. But is he going to be sort of the bad that comes with Trent Brown there? So, yeah, I don't love a lot about their current state of affairs offensively, and the offseason's part of that because Joe Mixon, you created a question.
Yeah, certainly. They did have some offseason drama as well. The Ja'Marr Chase thing continues on here. T. Higgins was a dramatic part of the offseason for them, basically demanding a trade. That's their two top offensive weapons, certainly with Mixon out right there. Does that bleed into this game? I mean, if Higgins doesn't play, then certainly not that. But over the course of the season here for the Bengals, do you think that this could be something that kind of haunts them throughout the season?
Yeah, I think this could go two really polar opposite ways. I think Joe Burrow has something special and might be able to be the guy that kind of holds it all together, pulls the guys together, and who knows? Maybe by Sunday we're talking about the $160 million contract or whatever that Ja'Marr Chase is going to get, and T. Higgins is on his franchise tender, and they get just keep the band together for 1 year. Let's see what we can do, and Joe Burrow is going to lead the way and convince those guys because I think he is cool, Joe. I think he is a leader in a weird way, that he has that it factor. But that's the question. This could be an absolute train wreck, or it could be a train that is destined to be playing in late January.
All right, we've mentioned a bunch of players, mostly on the offensive side. Who are the players we haven't mentioned yet that you are going to be watching on Sunday, Andy Hart? I got a couple. Who do you got?
Well, certainly the defensive ends. I mean, we talk nonstop about the offensive line and the tackles, and you have Trey Hendrickson, who pulled a Judon for like half of training camp and did the hold-in thing along with Chase, but is a good pass rusher. Sam Hubbard, good pass rusher. Not to, you know, sound racially stereotypical, but they're high motor guys that get after it that I don't love when you have an offensive line you don't love and you're not sure about their conditioning. So those would be the two that I think could really ruin this football game for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I think those defensive ends are definitely the high motor guys. I think they're both very, very strong. And I also think their safeties are very underrated. I like Devon Bell and I like Geno Stone a lot. Stone coming over from Baltimore. I think Bell played for Carolina. And those guys, I think, are both playmakers at the safety position. And guys that if you're trying to go deep on, you gotta think about it. They don't have a great secondary outside of that. I think that their corners are okay. Not great, but at safety, I think that they have two guys there that can really make you reconsider testing them down the field. And I think that's something that the Patriots are going to have to do because it's the Bengals and you're going to be in a shootout. All right, we got a couple of ex-Patriots on this team. We already mentioned Trent Brown. Mike Gesicki is their starting tight end, and Ted Karras is their starting center. Any thoughts on these ex-Patriots who are going to be over on the black and orange on Sunday?
Ted Karras, good solid player, great dude, leader. I think he's a captain for them, or he was in the past. He's a guy I'd love to have part of this offensive line right now because he's a guy you can rely on. Maybe not the most talented guy, but you can rely on. In terms of Mike Gesicki, somebody was telling me on Twitter, like, oh, he's going to step up as like their big tight end, big receiver. Got like, didn't you see what he is last year? There was all those people that thought he was going to step up for the Patriots offense last year. The guy's not that good.
I remember him scoring that touchdown and grittying right into the tunnel. That's the only thing I remember him doing the whole season.
And that touchdown is an appropriate way to put it. That touchdown, because a lot of people thought he was going to have 8, 10, 12 touchdowns for this offense last year. He did not. He fell out of favor in Miami. He fell out of favor here. There's a reason for that. He does not worry me. If anything, I think he fears this Patriots defense because he's the kind of guy that wants no part of Jabril Peppers putting a helmet in his chest. He will be running for his life away from Jabril Peppers at all costs.
All right, there you go. That is our scouting report for the Cincinnati Bengals. Anything on the city of Cincinnati? I don't know much about it, except I don't like the chili with the cinnamon and the cocoa powder in it. That's really all I know about Cincinnati, that it's right on the Kentucky line, so everybody down there is kind of a hillbilly, and they have disgusting food, and that's really all I can tell you.
Well, and you fly into Kentucky for the Cincinnati airport, and as I said earlier, a cab driver once called me a honky there, and I don't think he meant it as a compliment.
No, but he's also right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll have our Sunday Over-Under segment. That's next.
Just for you, RK.
Thank you very much.
I know you a true hip-hop
head. I love Big Pun. This is a good song. Not a great guy, Big Pun. It was came out a little later. Not to speak ill of the dead or anything, but maybe not the greatest guy in the world. But, man, this album, Capital Punishment.
He could put words together very well.
Holy moly. Oh, what a masterpiece that album was. 617-779-7937 is the phone number as we approach the 5 o'clock hour. It is time now for something called Sunday Over-Unders, which is a look at the weekend in general, not just the Patriots, but all around the league with some over-unders that you may not have been expecting. Tom Carroll was on the front line of this one here. So, Andy, let's see what we got.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I'm interested.
All right, so last night, flags were flying like crazy. 13 total penalties between the Ravens and Chiefs. We have the Eagles and Packers playing in a game tonight in Brazil. Over under 12.5 penalties tonight in Sao Paulo.
I will take the under because I think the NFL, if nothing else, often listens to public pressure, good or bad, in various ways. And I think there were memos sent, and it was keep the damn flags in your pocket.
Yeah, I would have to assume that they are not good. Although, wouldn't you think that memo went out before that game last night? Don't you think they would have said, hey, guys, all right, we saw you threw a lot of penalty flags in the preseason. We understand we want to try and get this whole lining up on the line thing and no one stepping back. But it's the regular season now, so let's call the games like normal people. And they Hockey League just did not. Now, because he's not the ref in this game, he's not in Brazil with everybody, and it's not his crew, I'm going to take the under as well. But I think that his games and going forward, there's going to be a lot of these penalties. I think that that ship's kind of sailed already. It's going to be tough to put the genie back in the bottle with all that.
Tom Brady making his broadcasting debut on Sunday. He'll be on the call for the Browns at Cowboys, the 425 game on Fox. Over under 4.5 cringe moments from Brady in the booth.
I'm going to say under. I mean, did I hear Drew Bledsoe said he's done 50 practice games?
50, yep.
Okay, if he's done 50 practice games, he should not have 5 or more cringe moments in the booth. And he's a smart guy.
Doing 50 practice games is kind of cringe in and of itself, I think.
A little bit.
Right? Yeah, it's a
little also crazy. I know he's getting paid $37 million, but wouldn't you tell him at like 20-something? Haven't we done enough?
He's kind of a psycho, though.
How do you do if you're just a color commentator, what do you have? One of your friends doing play-by-play, and you're doing the color cut, right? Like,
I have to imagine Burkhart was in the mix, right?
Yeah, Burkhart, yeah. Somebody's got to be there.
Poor Burkhart. That means he has to do 50 fake games, and he's a professional. He doesn't need 50 fake games.
No, he does not.
And he's not making $37.5 million a year either.
I don't think he's going to be cringy. I don't think that Brady's going to be a very cringy broadcaster. I think that he'll be pretty straightforward. He might be kind of boring, but I don't think he's going to have a bunch of cringy takes. I think it's going to be a little milquetoast to start off, and hopefully it gets better as the season goes on, if he even decides to keep doing it.
Going back to Brady's debut on the broadcast, over under 1.5 before Brady mentions Bill Belichick in any capacity on the call.
Hello, everyone.
Under. That'll be mentioned in the first series. Everything he knows about football comes from Bill Belichick. Like, he is going to mention Bill. Coach Belichick, coach, as coach used to. There will be a reference to Bill Belichick on the first drive.
It's Dallas against Cleveland, right?
Yes.
I guess Bill did coach the Browns a long time ago, but I don't think he's going to have much of an opening to say a whole bunch of things about Bill Belichick. I think he's going to keep it to the two teams. There's plenty of storylines for both of these teams that have nothing to do with Bill Belichick, I don't think, except for maybe the Cowboys could have hired him, but like that was never really a thing. It was never really reported on. It was just something people like Andy and I wanted to see happen. I wanted to see that happen, but it did not, and it doesn't seem like there were really even any serious talks about it. So I'm going to go a step further. I don't think he mentions Bill at all in the whole broadcast.
What?
Wow.
No chance. No chance that happens.
I think he's going to go out of his way to avoid it.
Nah, they're boys now.
That's true.
Yeah, they hugged it out, remember?
They did hug it out. They all took a shot with Jeff Ross and Sam Jay and all the comedians and everybody. They were all up there taking the most awkward shot in the history of shots. That's possible. But yeah, I think Brady goes out of his way not to mention Bill Belichick.
Last night, we saw the regular season debut of the new kickoff rules, and it resulted in a lot of touchbacks. Guys, over under half a kickoff return touchdown from the opening NFL weekend.
Ooh. I'm going to go optimistically here. I like to bet overs because I root for overs. I want to see plays, and I want to see a kickoff for a touchdown. So I am going to say over.
I'm going to say under. I don't think there is one. I think that you're going to see a lot of guys getting blown up in the backfield. You're going to see a lot of the balls kicking the back into the end zone. I don't think you're going to see a lot of real high excitement plays. I'd like to see it. I just think that it's going to take a while before everybody's comfortable enough with this that they start busting out big runs and touchdowns on kick returns. I don't like these kick returns either, by the way.
I think this
was something they really didn't need to do. It was just excessive dinking around just to do it, and I think it took away part of the game that wasn't exactly always a big exciting thing, But this just seems like XFL-y to me, you know? Like
yep, it is.
I thought it might grow on me over time in the preseason.
It's literally from the XFL.
But it hasn't. Yeah, right, it is from the XFL, so that's why. But yeah, it hasn't really grown on me at all. I think it still kind of sucks.
I also think Patriots fans should be rooting for the over, because if I'm ranking the ways the Patriots might be able to score,
right, yeah.
Special teams and kickoffs would be ahead of offense, so you should be rooting for the Patriots to return a kick or a punt for a touchdown.
Speaking of the Patriots, they have their game at 1 o'clock against the Bengals, as we've discussed all show long. Rest of the AFC East slate is as follows. Dolphins host the Jags at 1, Bills host the Cardinals at 1, and the Jets are on the road in San Francisco on Monday night. Over under 1.5 wins for the remaining three teams in the AFC East in week one.
Over. I'm going to say all three teams win.
Yeah, I think that the Bills are going to get a scare from the Cardinals. I think that the Cardinals are going to make it a little closer than everyone's expecting. I think Buffalo is going to have a fall off this year, but I do think they win. I like Miami at home against Jacksonville. And who are the Jets playing again? They got San Francisco?
Yep.
I think they lose. I think San Francisco is going to kick their ass. But I think there will be over 1.5 wins.
Last one, number one pick Caleb Williams makes his debut with the Bears on Sunday in Tennessee. The hype train for the rookie has been in full effect all summer long. He's got the Hard Knocks bump going. Over under 2.5 drives for the Bears before Patriot fans start blowing up social media about not losing enough games last season to land the number one pick.
I am going to go with Bill Belichick here and say maybe he scuffles a little bit out the gate, so I will take over. It will take longer than that for Patriots fans to bitch, even though they are often very, very, very quick to bitch.
Hello, yes. Everyone.
It's true. They are often quick to bitch. I think with Caleb Williams, he will eventually find his footing and become a good quarterback in the league. I think that'll happen this year with the offense that's around him. I think there's a lot of excitement in Chicago for him, but I think it's going to be sort of a process. I don't think he's going to hit the ground running. So I'll say over on that one as well. All right, there you go. That is the Sunday over-under segment with Tom Carroll there in charge, the maestro of that segment. Nice job, TC. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll reset on the game we saw last night. We'll look ahead to the game we're going to see tonight in Brazil. It's all coming up next in the 5 o'clock hour here on WEEI Afternoons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.